Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sometimes Therapy is Awkward, by Nicole Arte. Is a practical, clinician-centered guide that speaks directly to what many therapists experience, but rarely say out loud. Real therapy can feel messy, uncertain, and unexpectedly human. Rather than presenting an idealized version of clinical work, the book gathers accessible insights aimed at helping modern practitioners navigate everyday challenges with more confidence and clarity. Arte draws from common scenarios in contemporary practice, including managing complex client dynamics, sustaining strong therapeutic boundaries, and coping with the emotional demands of holding space for others. The tone is grounded and supportive, offering readers encouragement alongside realistic strategies that can be applied across settings such as private practice, community mental health, and integrated care. With an emphasis on professional growth, ethical decision-making, and self-awareness, the collection invites clinicians to normalize discomfort and use it as information rather than a sign of failure. It is designed to meet therapists where they are, especially those who want a refreshingly honest companion to their training and ongoing development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, normalizing the awkward moments in clinical work. A central idea in the book is that awkwardness is not an exception in therapy, it is part of the process. Therapists routinely encounter pauses that feel too long, interventions that land differently than intended, or sessions that shift in unexpected directions. Rather than treating these moments as proof of incompetence, the book reframes them as normal clinical data points. Awkwardness can signal many things: a rupture in the alliance, a client testing safety, a therapist moving too quickly, or a topic that carries shame or fear. By normalizing these experiences, clinicians can reduce their internal panic and stay curious, which improves responsiveness in session. The book encourages a stance of humility and repair. When something feels off, therapists can name what they observe, check assumptions, and invite the client to clarify their experience. This approach helps transform discomfort into connection. The emphasis is less on performing therapy perfectly and more on practicing therapy intentionally. Clinicians are reminded that clients often benefit from witnessing a grounded professional who can tolerate uncertainty and model emotional regulation. In that sense, the awkward moment becomes a clinical opportunity. It can deepen trust, sharpen conceptualization, and strengthen the therapist's capacity to stay present under pressure. Secondly, therapeutic relationship skills that hold under pressure. The collection underscores how the therapeutic relationship remains the backbone of effective treatment, even when a clinician has strong technical knowledge. In modern practice, therapists may feel pulled toward techniques, worksheets, and rapid outcomes, especially amid insurance constraints and high caseloads. The book's insights bring attention back to relational fundamentals that make any modality work better: attunement, collaboration, emotional safety, and consistent respect for client autonomy. A key theme is managing common relational stressors. Clients may arrive guarded, angry, or ambivalent, and progress can be uneven. Therapists can also feel personally activated by certain stories or interpersonal patterns. The book supports clinicians in noticing countertransference reactions without shame and using supervision, consultation, and self-reflection to respond ethically. It also highlights micro skills that reduce friction, such as validating without over-agreeing, using clarifying questions, and adjusting pacing. In addition, it addresses the reality that alliance ruptures occur and need repair, not avoidance. Repair can involve acknowledging misattunement, apologizing when appropriate, and re-establishing goals together. Strengthening these relationship skills helps clinicians feel steadier, improves retention, and creates the conditions for meaningful change across diverse client presentations. Thirdly, boundaries, ethics, and the real world of modern practice. Modern clinicians face boundary and ethics questions that are rarely simple. The book highlights how everyday decisions, not just rare crises, shape professional integrity. Therapists must navigate dual relationships, self-disclosure, social media visibility, texting expectations, telehealth logistics, and clients who want more access than treatment can reasonably provide. These issues can feel awkward precisely because they intersect with compassion, money, power, and client vulnerability. The insights emphasize that boundaries are not punishments, they are containers that support safety and trust. Clear policies about communication, cancellations, crisis procedures, and session structure protect both client and clinician. The book also points to the importance of aligning boundaries with ethical standards and clinical rationale, not convenience or avoidance. When a boundary is set, it can be framed in a client-centered way that explains how structure supports progress. The collection further encourages clinicians to anticipate pressure points, such as clients pushing for after-hours contact or requesting non-standard favors, and to prepare language for responding calmly. The broader message is that ethical practice is built through consistency, transparency, and reflection. By handling boundary challenges thoughtfully, therapists reduce burnout risk and strengthen the therapeutic frame, making therapy more effective and sustainable. Fourthly, clinician self-awareness and emotional sustainability. Another major topic is the therapist's inner life and how it influences treatment. Therapy requires sustained attention, empathy, and emotional regulation, often while clinicians manage their own stressors and responsibilities. The book validates that being affected by the work is normal. It then pushes toward intentional self-awareness so that empathy does not quietly turn into depletion. The collection highlights how clinicians can monitor their own warning signs: dread before certain sessions, numbness, irritability, excessive overthinking, or compulsive problem solving. These signals may indicate burnout, boundary drift, or unresolved personal triggers being activated in the room. Rather than prescribing a one-size plan, the book stresses professional supports, such as supervision, peer consultation, and ongoing training, alongside personal practices that restore capacity. The goal is not constant positivity, but steadiness and resilience. Importantly, the book frames self-care as an ethical responsibility, because a depleted therapist is more likely to make mistakes, become reactive, or disengage emotionally. By encouraging clinicians to reflect on their motivations, attachment patterns, and perfectionism, the book helps readers strengthen their therapeutic presence. When therapists can hold their own discomfort, they model emotional flexibility for clients and make the clinical work more sustainable over the long term. Lastly, practical growth mindset for skill development and confidence. The book also functions as a professional development companion by emphasizing incremental learning and confidence built through experience. Many clinicians, especially early career therapists, feel pressure to have the right intervention at the right time. The collection counters this with a growth mindset. Competence is constructed through practice, reflection, and repair, not instant mastery. The insights encourage readers to treat uncertainty as a prompt to get curious rather than to freeze or overcompensate. This might include revisiting case conceptualizations, reviewing ethical decision pathways, or seeking targeted consultation when a case feels stuck. The book supports clinicians in recognizing that therapy is not linear and that progress often involves setbacks, ambivalence, and experimentation. Instead of chasing a perfect technique, therapists are guided to focus on the basics, clarify goals, track what is working, adjust collaboratively, and remain transparent about the process. Another element of this mindset is tolerating feedback. Clients may challenge the direction of sessions, question the therapist's approach, or disengage. The book frames these moments as opportunities to strengthen clinical judgment and alliance rather than as personal rejection. By emphasizing realistic expectations and ongoing learning, the collection helps clinicians build confidence that is grounded, flexible, and durable in the face of complicated real-world practice. In conclusion, this book is best suited for therapists, counselors, social workers, psychologists, and graduate trainees who want an honest guide to the everyday realities of clinical work. It will especially resonate with clinicians who feel alone in their doubts, who worry that awkward sessions mean they are doing therapy wrong, or who are trying to balance empathy with boundaries in a modern environment shaped by telehealth, rapid communication, and high client needs. The benefit to a reader's life is both professional and personal. By normalizing uncertainty and emphasizing repair, the book helps clinicians reduce shame, improve therapeutic presence, and make clearer decisions under pressure. It also supports emotional sustainability by encouraging self-awareness and realistic expectations, which can prevent burnout and strengthen long-term career satisfaction. Compared with similar clinical books that focus mainly on theory or technique, this collection stands out for its practical realism and its focus on the therapist experience in the room. It complements formal training by addressing what often goes unspoken: the awkward moments, the boundary tensions, and the internal reactions that shape outcomes. For readers who want actionable insights without pretending therapy is tidy, it is worth buying as a grounded, repeatable reference that can improve sessions and support clinicians over time. If you would like to support Nicole Arte, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.